be famous. Who wants to die for art?
You disgusting hippie pig.
What are we alive for except to grab all the kicks we can? To contaminate our society. Come join the fun.
Podcasting live from about 2 miles away from the banks of the beautiful Truckee River. This is the worst little podcast in the world, and I am the Reverend Rory Dowd, joined by my very good friends Chewbacca and Captain Trace, and as always, the Dogwater Dick in the other room. This week in the studio, we have the beautiful Christy Lynn and Darren.
On the worst little podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
Yeah.
Is that like Tony Orlando and Dawn?
I thought that was a good opening for having 2 weeks off there.
That was good.
I hit my smooth. Yeah.
Good job, Rory.
Thank you. I always
you must have spent the last 2 weeks practicing.
Absolutely. I totally wrote that out days ago. Hi, everybody.
Hi, everybody.
Hello.
It's good to see you. Hi, Christy Lynn.
Hi, Rory. Hi,
welcome
everybody.
To the studios.
Thank you.
You were just saying right before the intro started, oh, what have you gotten yourself into? Have you listened to the show before?
Actually, not any one whole episode, but I have listened to bits and parts of several.
So essentially, no.
I'm sorry. I have intermittent internet connectivity right now.
And Mr. Honoroff, good to see you again, my friend.
Yeah.
Have you actually gotten a chance to listen to the show since last we met?
Yeah?
Yeah. Oh, right on.
That's my word of the day.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, so, every time Darren says yeah, people take a drink at home.
Absolutely. Please.
Yeah. It's my birthday. You got a drink.
That's right.
Happy birthday.
Darren's birthday wish was to be on the show with us. I said, well, I can make that come true.
We will.
That's easy.
A dream that actually came true. I don't believe it.
Yep. Well, the show makes dreams come true for lots of people.
That's right. Now I got nothing on that.
It's just a matter of fact.
How y'all been this week? I've been doing great.
Good, yeah. We missed a show last week.
Yeah.
I know. You guys, sometimes I get sick. I'm sorry.
Rick is not Superman.
And I know, like, you know, Rory can be sick and Nick can be sick and Chewie can be out of town and we just plow on through. But when I'm sick, we can't have a show.
Everything.
That's right.
Sorry.
And it you sucks. Are the only monkey that knows.
And then I feel sick and guilty while I lay here.
That's awesome.
That doesn't help the healing process.
Yeah, don't feel guilty, dude.
Do you flagellate yourself?
We all like the day off, too.
Are you penitent?
Yeah, well,
I was actually pretty tired last Monday anyway.
Do you flog yourself?
I'm sick and things are bad, and so I'm going to take off my shirt and whip myself with needles. And yeah, it was awesome.
Good times.
All right.
Well, I've spent the last couple weeks really focusing in on the guitar action.
Nice.
I can comfortably put together, I think, 3, maybe even 4 chords in a row.
Okay, that's a
that
start.
Are awesome. All different.
I remember.
Cool. That's a start.
I remember you telling us that you had taken up drums when you were away. And how ridiculous that seemed for you to play drums.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it seems more ridiculous or less ridiculous for you to play guitar.
I think more.
Probably. But, you know, on the one hand, you think guitar is a little more complicated. But on the other hand, every fucking idiot I know can play guitar.
Exactly. That's been my thought.
No offense to the many people in this room who can play guitar.
I've actually been practicing sitting on a bass drum and trying to keep a bass rhythm while I play the guitar and sing at the same time.
And, like, kick it with your heel.
Cool. Yeah. It's mainly the cramping in my leg that I have to work through right now.
Uh-huh.
Getting the muscle worked up and we'll see how it goes.
Yeah.
But it's pretty fun.
Dude, that's the first call we've had for
sexually.
Tell me more about getting the muscle worked up.
Yeah.
Your leg muscles.
If it starts cramping, it's time to rest.
Right. Take a break before you chafe or something.
Yeah.
Sexually.
But to steer this crazy car back to me.
You and your guitar.
Let's be on
pacing. That I'm on the bill for Undiscovered 2012 later this June here in the studios.
I just found out that we were having an Undiscovered this year, and what, you're like already on it?
I'm on the bill, yeah.
Jesus Christ.
I'm very excited about that.
Are you playing a half hour?
We just...
Yeah, I got a full half hour. Wow. I mean, I don't know that
it's going to videotape that.
I don't know that it's all going to be music, but there
How
will be
the
some
did...
music.
Oh, cool.
How do some, I not know about talking? This and well, you're how, already...
Because you don't pay attention to the internet, Rick.
I already want to cancel it now.
Oh, my friend.
Yeah, I'm sick today.
You're going to be in for a special treat. I really am.
Well, comedy music is huge. People love to laugh.
Thank you. I thought I might be a little bit of mid-afternoon.
I make people cry, and they keep coming back, and I don't know why.
I mean, because really, by mid-June, I am not going to be Steve Vai. I am not going to be, what's his name, Bob Dylan.
I fear that you will still be Rory Dowd.
Oh, I will be Rory Dowd.
That's terrible.
I will Rory Dowd with a guitar, bongos, and maybe even a harmonica.
Oh my God.
Like a one-man show.
Beck.
Rory, you have to do it. They might be Giants cover.
That would be cool. But I've got other things I'm doing, like writing my own songs.
Mm. Cool. Very cool.
Yeah. So we'll see.
Is it like...
I've only got 4 months left, all that?
Yeah, I got time.
Yeah.
I figure in 4 months I can learn one cover and write one song. That's right. Not a crazy goal.
No.
Yeah.
And you're doing ICS and stuff
monthly,
too,
so I'll have good. That extra creative brain power juices.
We did do that last week, which was a blast.
I'm hoping to make it to the
March. Unfortunately, we had to miss that.
If you don't know what ICS is, look it up on the internet.
It's the thing where you arrest Mexicans.
And
send
it has
them back
to do with
to
music, not consumer services. Yeah. Right.
That's ICE, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You talking about eye dosing?
No. We don't talk about that.
You want to talk about eye dosing?
I've been eye dosing lately.
And it's.
I mean, not today.
As soon as Darren walked in, I thought to myself, "Oh, it's Nick's friend that has no idea what's going on." Remember the show when he was on and he had no idea what was going on.
Everybody feels like they're on acid a little bit.
Yeah. Everybody's been just eye listening. Dosing a little bit.
These glasses kind of make me feel like I'm dosed sometimes.
Yeah, that hat. Nice.
What else this week, Roar?
Well, I did enjoy this recent 3-day vacation.
Oh, yeah.
I don't
President's Day today.
Yeah. I don't know how everybody else spent the day, but I folded some laundry and took my daughter to the Discovery Museum in beautiful downtown Reno.
So how many times has she been to that now?
Like 4 or 5.
Is she getting tired of it, or is it still amazing?
Oh, no, dude. She loves it every time. I'm so glad we bought the membership so I can take her as many times as I want for free.
That's awesome.
Because otherwise, it's like $8 a head every time you go.
Hopefully, it's still around in a couple of years when my daughter's old enough to appreciate such things.
I think it'll have some staying power here. Yeah, no, I think it's a lot of fun.
It seems like there's always people there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it was packed today, and we went like midday. Good time, you know, a lot of playing in the water and building things. Cool. And
kids are so much fun.
She was in this one little area with a treehouse and a little slide, and she and this other boy were kind of racing each other around and around and around. And then finally, the last time, because we parents put a stop to it, Riku totally hip-checked this other kid right into the boards and made him cry and went down the slide, noticed, and walked the other way. And I was like, wait a minute, come here. No more running, and you need to go apologize. What? To who?
About what?
I don't know what you mean. So, she got a stern little talking to, and we took a break from playing at that point. But inwardly, I'm just like, yeah, you get them, girl.
Hi, my name is Riku.
That's right.
Awesome.
So, she's been a lot of fun. We also went to the laser maze at the Coconut Bowl. For a birthday party.
Oh, laser mazes are so much fun.
Movies, they have those like high-tech lasers that like protect you from going down a corridor, and they have to like do backflips to get through it.
High-tech lasers.
A low-tech laser is flashlights.
Yeah. Lasers from the old west.
Yeah. It's called a flashlight.
Flashlight, right.
And so you have to like jump up and duck down and dodge them and stuff. And we did that a couple times. And at the end of it, she's like, "Daddy, it's just like I'm this character from Doctor Who."
Aww.
And so that was totally nerdy
that's
and rad.
Good parent.
Awesome. Yeah. So
you're so smart.
That was the last couple days with my little princess. It was awesome.
Cool.
That's right.
Daddy Rory.
Mm-hmm. It's nice.
Also enjoyed some little tabletop
P&P role playing with a small group of nerds as usual on Sunday
Jesus
nights.
Christ.
Wow.
What
system you use?
Last night we played Battlestar Galactica.
Nice.
And before we alternate that with World of Darkness.
Yeah.
Thank you. You read our minds.
Hey nerds out there, we are strong. Don't let the cool guy rock stars,
my 20-sided dice,
or failed jock stars hold you back.
I totally enjoy a role playing game. I haven't had a chance to play since I was
a
kid, but
Once you get past these early baby days, will you come talk to me? You know,
yeah,
your kid's
about
a year.
Yeah,
or
I wouldn't mind
old.
Getting back into it.
Yeah, no, it's a good time. And really, we get drunk, we hang around, we talk a lot of shit, and kind of play a game.
Yeah,
it's not much different than poker, really.
Yeah, it's kind of like
except it's like elves.
There's
and
a lot of vampires and
yeah.
Well, Battlestar Galactica,
like
D&D,
beady beady beep.
I've done
hey,
a lot of
Buck.
D&D. I was a total D&D geek. In
dude,
high school,
Buck Rogers is on Netflix.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm tempted to watch it, but I'm also very wary
of
that.
I bet it sucks. I mean, it sucked.
Well, yeah,
then.
Right. No, like thinking I would ruin my childhood nostalgia of the show.
You can just YouTube Tweaky.
Right. Doing some dance.
YouTube Aaron Bowing.
Oh, dude, pre or post?
Aaron Gray was hot.
Did not hold up. Did not really
hold up all that well.
Which Tweaky?
I liked her spacesuit.
Tweaky.
Which Tweaky voice did you like better? Like early Tweaky or late Tweaky?
I'm kind of like a mid-Tweaky guy.
Wait, no, because remember, Tweaky for a while was like, hi there, Buck, and
hey,
it was
Buck.
All stupid. And
no,
then, there was
stupid.
Then there was the...
That was like in the pilot, yeah.
Buck.
Like, I like the serious
low voice.
Yeah, I like the more mature Tweaky.
Right,
you know
the
who
deeper.
That was?
It was Tattoo, Hervé Villages?
No, it was Mel Blanc from Bugs Bunny and all that.
Really?
Mel Blanc did
both
the voice.
Voices? Or?
Okay, did the voice, not the walking around
no,
part.
No, he did
yeah.
the biggie, biggie, biggie.
I was just saying, Mel Blanc was a little taller.
did the wind run out?
Maybe
or
not
what?
At that age.
Maybe
though.
It was Hervé Villages in a robot
Hervé
suit.
Hervé Villages.
Deep flame.
Come back to the grave and beat your ass.
Good time. Kind
of fucking name
tattoos,
is Hervé anyways.
Stingray Tattoo.
I love Stingray Tattoo.
Gift certificates available for 18th birthdays, divorce finalizations, or prison release.
Private appointments available for private tattoos.
Tattoos hurt if you're a pussy.
Check out stingraytattoo.net.
Fuck yeah.
Hope you all enjoyed that early break. The time that took, you probably had a bong load or two. At any rate, we are here for a reason. This is a talk and music variety spectacular. So I want to hear Christy Lynn play a little music.
Alrighty then.
Sounds good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's see. What should I play? That's what I ask myself every time I get on stage.
I like your preparedness.
Oh, yeah. No, I hate preparing, actually. I mean, I love preparing. When it comes to music, I feel like it's the worst thing I can do for myself.
A spontaneous performer.
Yeah, but I also end up spending a lot of time. Well, it's debatable, I guess. I also end up spending a lot of time going, duh.
That's good for the radio.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
What are you going to play here?
I was thinking of playing Rainbows and Butterflies. It's a bluesy song I wrote.
Well, that's a fanciful little title.
It's not as chipper as it sounds.
Oh.
You don't have a lot of fairies in
dancing
the song?
In my backyard, no. I wish. And I need to go back to California for that Enchanted Forest, Redwood Trees. Yeah. Oh, I love that place.
Rainbows and butterflies don't mean I don't get my own dark skies. Just cause I'm all gumdrops and lollipops doesn't mean I know when to stop. Just cause I walk with a smile doesn't mean I've laughed in a while. Doesn't mean I've laughed in a while. Left to myself, appear to disappear. Well, sunk in the seed. Well, then nothing seems near. It's only when I move my feet that anything becomes clear. I'm the kind of girl always going somewhere, always looking for the next tall thing I can climb. Just gotta stop looking backwards. Give it me, then give it some time. Just cause I'm all rainbows and butterflies don't mean I don't get my own dark skies. Just cause I'm all gumdrops and lollipops doesn't mean I know when to stop. Just cause I walk with a smile doesn't mean I've laughed in a while. Place that I'm sitting will be where I sat. To get where I'm going, I gotta be where I'm at. I said this place that I'm sitting will be where I sat. To get where I'm going, I gotta be where I'm at. Yeah, sure, I aspire to lead a righteous life, reach it higher above the strife. Not trying to say I can do no wrong. In fact, if I hadn't fallen so goddamn often, I'd have no reason to be strong. Just cause I'm all rainbows and butterflies don't mean I don't get my own dark skies. Just cause I'm all gumdrops and lollipops doesn't mean I know when to stop.
Nice.
Nice.
That was very cool.
Thank you.
Yeah.
That's enough from the peanut gallery.
You had a great voice, Chrissy.
Thank you.
Yep.
That was good stuff. How long have you been playing music?
I've been singing. I'm pretty sure I came out of the womb singing.
Yeah.
I started in choirs and lessons and stuff like that as early as 8. And then picked up a guitar about 6 years ago.
Okay.
So, yeah. Well, music's always been a huge part of my life, but I was always being told by everybody in my family, like, be a doctor, be a lawyer, be anything. Don't be a musician. Just don't do it. Do it on the weekends. Do it on your free time. Don't do it. And it's the only thing that makes sense. So,
well, there you go. That's what we like to hear. Yeah. And so 6 years playing a guitar. How long on stage?
Since I was about 8.
Well, with the guitar, though.
Oh, like, with the guitar? Yeah. About 3.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Right on.
Give or take. Oh, well, with the guitar, actually, about 1.5 years.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I started because I did some bands and stuff, but I was doing just lead singer. And so I just started performing live with a guitar with my own stuff at Jub Jub's.
Mary Anarchy?
No, it was the Megatropolis fundraiser. Before Burning Man last year.
Oh, okay.
Or not last year, but year
couple
before.
Years back,
yeah, 2010. And I ended up working with Temple Crew this year, actually, from knowing some of the people from that, because I am crew. But they were the first people to put me up, and they had me open for their fundraiser.
Right.
It was the first time I played my own music live. So.
Very cool.
Wow, yeah. You're coming up quick.
Yeah, I was going to say, quickly skyrocketing to being a fixture in the weeknights and weekends in Reno.
I can't stop. It's like a compulsion.
Yeah.
Well, because you've got a pretty big project going on right now as far as, like I said, being on stage in Reno. Tell the fine listeners what you got going on.
Well, I've been hosting this thing called Toast and Jam over at the Studio on 4th. It's Wednesday, Thursdays, and Fridays.
And that's like toast or drink, and then jam or music, right?
Yeah, yeah.
You don't serve bread and
no, but there is a band on Wednesday nights that plays for ladies' nights called Jelly Bread also.
Oh,
and they're also a jam band, and they're really cool. They're freaking awesome. Sometimes they jam out with us.
You guys should totally bring a toaster and like a loaf of bread. And yeah, absolutely.
Right? That would
Who
be
doesn't
great.
Love toast?
Right.
I know, right?
You can get it from like a fresh bakery too, one of those good ones.
Ooh,
around here.
Oh god, I want to make bread. I love baking. It's my favorite.
Homemade bread is
the best. We used to have a bread maker.
Oh, no, I'm a bread maker.
Yeah. It was easy. You just dump stuff in it, pushed a button, and then you came back and there was bread.
Yeah, you just dump stuff in it and push a button, yeah.
Yeah,
that's
awesome.
Does make it
her name was Maria.
I got a question for you, Chrissy. Yeah, you feel at home here in Reno musically?
Yeah, I guess so. I kind of grew up on the road, so I kind of feel at home anywhere in a way. And Reno is like the most unique, one of the most unique
the
places
most
I've ever been.
Everywhere kind of place.
Yeah, exactly. Like everywhere you go, like everywhere is from somewhere else. You get a lot of travelers coming through here. There's a lot of spontaneity amongst the locals. And up in like bigger cities, you don't see that. You see people kind of stuck in their routine. And
yeah.
We get stuck in our routine here, but it's a little different sometimes.
I've often said, I think Reno's a great place for all the people who ran away from problems out the world.
Right,
everywhere
like
else.
It's like Reno, where everyone went when they ran away from home.
Yeah.
It's and called musical fusion, right?
And I'm staying.
I was actually born here, oddly.
Yeah?
Yeah, yeah. But I grew up along I-5.
What was that, like 1990 or something?
84.
You young thing.
Gosh. I'm closer to 30 now than 20.
Yeah, I'm smooth.
So you grew up just
smooth like
right
that.
Along the side of I-5.
You're always going smooth.
Basically, I went to 40-some-odd schools, K through
12. Wow, really?
Mostly in Oregon, Washington, Idaho.
Damn.
Yeah, so.
Witness protection?
Like, if I put my little, God, I wish. That would have been way more exciting.
Grants Pass?
Yes, I lived there.
Yeah, it's a nice
Rogue
town.
River, Gold Hill, also a little outside. We would hit a major town, and then we would like go live in like little dots. I don't know. You'd have to ask my mom.
Moses
let's
Lake.
Go. We
have
a call
number?
Her. Yeah, yeah. You want
no,
me to
call your
mom? No,
she doesn't have a phone
mom?
Right now. Actually,
oh,
like, she's incommunicado.
We're always down to call people's moms on this show.
Sure, phone calls are fun.
I love my mama, but she has hearing issues too. So that would be a really great conversation. What?
What? Yeah, we did live in Grants Pass once.
Past what? I didn't go past
about,
anything. I'm in my house.
Are you asking me out?
So you got the show Monday through, or wait, Wednesday through Friday?
Yeah, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, 5 to 8 p.m. And it's also during a happy hour at studio, so drink
nice.
Specials and stuff. But it's open jam, open mic. I've been running it more like an open mic lately. But it's we do a lot of collaboration.
Yeah,
you
fun.
Said
like,
do do.
We do do. Yeah, like but violinists, keyboardists. We've had a lot of unique people coming in. It's been really
nice.
Fun. Yeah, it's got a neat little intimate tone to it. We're also starting Wednesdays. It started last week. I actually was filming for Steve Starr's variety show, which is going to be on the CW at 2 a.m. on Saturday nights after
Starr. Live from Reno, Nevada.
Oh, cool. Right
know,
after
right?
Zombo.
Is it
finally,
be...
there's going to be something Dude. Other than Reno 911.
More local.
Yay!
Very cool. Very
but
cool.
But yeah, so he that's it's going to be pretty exciting too, and that's going to be actually being filmed during the jam, different rooms, but same venue.
Right.
So
oh, very
you can
cool.
kind of switch it in between if you
so
want.
So can you just show up and get on TV?
No, he's booking people. So like, and he is
oh,
looking
cool.
for talent to be on the show.
Well you're out.
Local musicians, take note if you're interested in getting your mug on the boob
absolutely.
Tube.
Well, yeah, I went in.
Right,
sign me up. I'm down.
Start coming
that.
To the gym.
You can try Nick. You can try Nick, but I'm afraid you, like the rest of us in this room, have a face for radio.
Yeah. That's true.
Oh wow.
Hey, I'm not leaving myself out of that equation.
But also, Christy Lynn, Saturday we're playing a big show
oh, yes.
at the Treehouse or the Underground.
Yeah.
Behind the Underground, mm-hmm. and it's a girl power show with a
Blunderbust.
Candy Shop,
I love those
and
chicks.
The lovely Christy Lynn.
Fucking
that'll
rad.
Be fun. That'll
Everybody
damn.
Show up Saturday night this
Saturday
week,
night.
Fuckers.
Saturday night.
I want to hear another song.
S-A-T-U-R-D-A-Y.
I feel like I'm getting night. A serenade on my birthday.
Yeah?
Yeah, all right. Well, all right.
Happy
the birthday,
birthday
boy requests
you.
Another song.
You know happy birthday?
Mm-mm. Actually, you know what's really, what's really messed up about that is like even when everyone in the, you know, gets like the song when everyone starts singing it. They pick a random key and they all kind of half.
Yeah.
I can never sing it along with anybody. I always feel like I'm the singer here. Why can't I sing this song?
Me.
Okay, well, if we all be quiet, will you sing it to Darren in your sexy Christy Lynn voice?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Turn
okay.
off the lights. I want to get in.
Yeah, I know. I was like, oh, my God.
Okay, shut your eyes.
Okay.
Darren.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Darren. Happy birthday to you.
Yeah.
Allah
Akbar. That's awesome.
L'chaim. Salam.
Oi.
God is great.
Right on.
Well, thank awesome. You. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
Hey, Rick, is there any of these cords that you need to keep, or is it all right to let the dog chew?
We do have another dog in this Dogwater studio.
An actual.
It's the second time.
Is there one particular cord you want me to direct?
Well, it'll be fun to see like whose voice cuts out as the dog makes it through.
It's like a lottery.
She's so good. She just curls up in the corner.
Yeah, she's not really chewing on cord. She's actually taking it.
You guys ruined
chill.
It.
Aww. Oh, sorry. I'm the joke. Like, ever there's a joke, just duct tape my mouth. That's the only, seriously. Or let me in. Like, you got to like look me in and be like, okay, now don't say anything. Because I don't necessarily always pick up the subtleties. I wish
my lead.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I'm on it.
Sorry, I'm too kickback. You know? It should have been more dramatic, though. Like, Rick,
what?
The dog's chewing on the cords.
Oh, my God.
No.
Just the ones in the suitcase, though, so it's not ones we're using right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, it's not like we good. Need them right now or anything.
Hey, Rick, did you know that there are stains on the floor in this room?
I know. Dude, the other day, somebody was in recording.
Wait, dramatic music before you start talking.
There's stains in there?
There's stains on the floor.
Oh, my God.
Did you know that Nick is half Mexican?
Darren thought he was Jewish, but found out he was Polish.
I thought I was Italian, but turned out I was French. Oh no!
Because they don't have any Polish Jews, right?
Not anymore.
The shocker was when I found out I was an Arab Jew. I had a big conflict inside.
Oh my God! Did you have any jihad in your soul?
All day.
I hate me too.
I hate jihad. I thought that I was happy,
way to go out
and
on
then
a limb.
I woke up.
Let's not get all political here, Nick.
Sorry, I hate cancer too.
Yeah, I'm gonna go out on a limb here. Yeah, and Nick's on the same limb.
It.
We're gonna go out on a limb. Cancer is bad.
I'm against it.
Yeah,
cancer I'm against
sucks.
Cancer.
Sucks.
Something stomp out.
There's cancer.
Which kind of cancer? Butt cancer.
All oh, that too.
Yeah.
Except for the
cancer of the head.
I was going to say, is there one that you like?
Yes, there is one cancer, the astrological sign.
Yeah.
I love
my
that.
My son
yeah,
is a cancer.
Yeah. Rick, no, Rick's
suck,
not.
Like,
you just act like one.
Because cancers are pretty cool.
Yeah, you're damn right they are.
Cancer.
Really?
Are you a cancer?
Yeah, I'm a cancer.
On society.
That's right. Yeah. I forgot.
Can you guys figure
don't
out
I look
I
like one?
Like a crab?
No.
Like a 69.
Libra.
Oh. Close.
In Europe, they actually symbolize it with a lobster.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So
that's cool.
Okay,
yeah.
There you go. I like it.
Why would they do that here and not there?
You're delicious.
There and not here.
I don't know. I'd rather it be that way because lobsters are way cooler than crabs.
Did this come up because of the new sign they're adding to the is that why you brought it up?
No.
Yeah, what are they doing to kids?
This
like, kind of
just got away from me.
They're fucking
they new astrological
it's bullshit.
Sign.
Yeah, no, the Ophidian, I
they
believe.
Do that to
it's,
fuck
a,
with people.
It's a snake man thing or something.
You heard about it.
I am supposed to be one of them.
It's a
I refute their reality and substitute my own.
It's
back in my day, we had 9 planets in the solar system.
Yeah, didn't they take Pluto?
Yeah, and that's I kind of like that because Pluto's kind of weak.
Oh, but then they added another one too, right? There's that planet. No.
Planet Xena.
Yeah.
Well, it's actually just a rogue moon.
It's a microplanet, such as what they classify Pluto as now.
I still believe in Pluto.
I do too. Thank you, Rick.
Fuck them.
Clap your hands.
Right. You believe in Pluto. Clap your hands really hard.
Oh, sorry, you guys. You didn't clap hard enough. Pluto's dead.
I also believe in Hela, which is we're trying to make that the prefix for 10 to the 27th power. 1 times 10 to the 27th power is Hela.
Wasn't that the answer on Hitchhiker's Guide too?
No, that's 42.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, you're right.
How many roads must a man walk?
3.
Yeah, that doesn't work.
I love that you guys know that.
What is 6 times 7? No, that's too obvious.
I can never retain as much information as my friends, and so I just love having around. You know, like,
yeah, you don't even have to think anymore.
Tell me about Red Dwarf.
Rimmer was the dude with the dreadlock. Or no, wait, that
don't
was the hologram.
I know. His name was Carlos.
The name of the ship was Holly.
You say his name was Rimmer?
Rimmer, yes.
Well,
Rimmer.
Wasn't his name, but
he wasn't actually.
More of a nickname.
How I thought of him.
It's more of a hobby, really.
How'd you get that nickname, Rimmer?
Playing Skyrim.
Well, let me show you. Yeah.
Learning to rim the sky. It is one of the most unfortunate video game titles ever.
Skyrim?
Yeah. What are you going to do tonight, Skyrimming?
Nice.
All these parents are afraid of their children out there learning deviant sexual things through a swords and sorcery.
You ain't getting that game, faggot.
get you some Call of Duty.
Some Skyrim.
Halo.
That teaches them about something else entirely.
Yeah.
Duty.
Modern Warfare.
Call of Duty.
Reminds me of a dream I had.
Get you some of that UFC Ultimate Fighting video games, because there's nothing homoerotic about that.
Jesus. Yeah, I'm sorry, it's gay.
I mean, really.
The official word is, if I can jack off to it, it's gay.
I like watching fights.
Yes, football is gay.
Fighting, that kind of thing. But really, the only difference between that and gay porn is tights.
Yeah.
I think you're wrong.
That's what's in between it?
Yeah. Well, and sometimes the gay porn guys have accents.
No, they do in fighting too.
Oh, well, that's true, huh?
There's a lot of international fighters out there. International men of mystery.
Yeah.
This uncomfortable pause, yes. brought to you by the Pinky Polenski. Don't forget to check your pinky
Felix
link.
Felix likes to drink.
Yeah. Yes, he does. So do we want to, do you want to play another song?
Sure.
Is that too quick for you?
No, let's have another one. Just so lovely the first time.
Yeah.
I'm ready for more.
Okay. More songs.
How about you, listeners? Doesn't matter. You can't talk.
Wait,
to us.
I can.
We're just
going to
assume you want to hear more.
I can hear them off in the distance. Yeah, they said
I love the sound of the
They said yes.
Okay. I wrote this one out in Gerlach, actually, right after I came back from Temple Crew. I was
this one
out there for like
30 after Burning
days.
Man.
So I felt like I'd had a lobotomy. So my decompression was 2 weeks out on a ranch in Gerlach, just like looking at the deer and crickets. And I was like,
nice.
It was nice, but it was very surreal.
Yeah, looking at crickets
after 30
is pretty
days
weird.
On Playa. It was just like,
well, and Gerlach's kind of a creepy place at times.
Well, but I was way out at a ranch, so it was kind of nice. Like, there's just deer and got to make some pies and
fun.
It was way fun. It was perfect.
I love pie.
Anyway, so I wrote this one out there. It's like probably, I don't know, I feel like the most country.
Don't talk about pie to Rory.
314 is
hey,
pie day.
Buy me peaches.
Yeah, right.
I will
That's
make you pies.
Said.
Buy me peaches. I will make you pies. Buy me peaches. I will make
don't
you
Don't make
pies.
Rory a pie because he'll get fucking pissed.
Buy me yeah. any fruit.
Don't bring it to him.
Buy me supplies.
You know what that bitch did? She brought me a pie.
Buy me supplies. Give me a kitchen.
So I got all mad.
I love you.
I fucking hate pie, cunt. Don't you know?
Don't want to eat your goddamn pie.
How could you hate
Take
pie?
Your fucking pie and stick it up your ass, bitch.
I hate you, Natalie.
Oh, God.
Sorry, I think I have an addiction to baking pies. I love pie,
personally.
Me too. Yeah.
I love
and
baking
I will trade
them.
You peaches for pie.
Yep. I just give me supplies in a kitchen, and I will bake as many pies as you give me the supplies to bake.
Fuck.
I just cook all day, all night. I love it.
I want crust. Make me just crust.
Oh, I'm good at crust. You'll
love
my
crust.
I get a lot of
comments. So into pie, they call me a pie rat.
Whoa. Oh, damn.
It's like I didn't even do the sound track. All right, anyway, let's go walk on.
Go.
The words my mama said in worlds with stars circle around my head. I look for the promise in the broken bed and wonder who I am. I see the strays along the path and with my burden spread my wrath by feeding wolves along that path in my attempt to be true. Though truth in turn these words have been spoken, no, I don't like it, do I, man? For the path has pulled me up and down, back and forth, then I walk on once again. I walk on once again. I wanna be able to love you from a across the world, he says she glows. He knows a love that speaks in answered prayers and clear tones. I wanna be able to love you beyond all time. She shines, he sights a home to keep them warm on the coldest of nights. Though truth in turn these words have been spoken, no, I'll blanket to amend. For the path has pulled me in and out, back and forth, then I walk on once again. I walk on once again. You've lived like a refugee your whole life, it seems. All I wanted to give you was a place to follow your dreams. I've loved like a refugee my whole life, it seems. All I'm looking for is someone who shares my dreams. The love that grows inside of me stands taller every year. And now that the sun wants more inside of me, there is nothing left to fear. So take my hand as we are. We'll run the fly to the nearest star. Across this moonlit sky, we can see just how far we might get on these loving wings that would carry us all the way to our dreams. Though truth in turn, these words have been spoken, no, out of blanket to amend. For the path has pulled me back and forth, back and forth, then I walk on once again. I walk on once again. Though the path has pulled me up and down, in and out, round and round, I walk on once again. Though the path has pulled me up and down, in and out, round and round, I walk on once again. Though the path has pulled me up and down, in and out, round and round, I walk on once again. I walk on once again.
Woohoo! Nice.
You were watching me.
Nick's doing his regular little video cast.
Yes, if you'd like to watch a small segment of what we do here, a little behind the scenes curtain, you can go to Astronaut 69 on YouTube. That's my channel.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Ooh. And I show there. So far, we have two video episodes, Trevor Crowe, Zach Damon with Miracle Drugs, and this will be our third one with Christy Lynn.
Nice. Dude, Astronaut 69 is difficult because those helmets.
Right, like, they get in the way.
Well, but once they get back to the spaceship, they don't have to wear the helmets.
Well, that's true, I guess.
Huh? And
but
it's spelled like fun. Spelled like just my old band. Astronaut.
Astronaut.
And I have a bunch of videos with local bands like Cranium. And
your dog.
Yeah, some pretty good shit, too.
Candy Shop. And
Blunderbuss.
All kinds of shit. Blunderbuss.
And your Seagull video.
Gunshot. Liquor is our biggest hits, and Seagull video by Present that Rick recorded the music for.
Dude, that was very
came out pretty good.
Is it a video of a seagull?
Yeah, pretty much a bunch of seagulls.
There's like you nailed it, Rory. Yeah.
That was the school mascot of the high school I graduated from.
Descriptive title.
It was cool though because you do it all slow motion.
Two
and
seagulls
really
fucking.
Cool. Yeah,
I'm glad you watched that, man. Cool.
Yeah, no, I checked out a bunch. Cool. I was all when I saw one of your things and I expected it to just suck, and then I was all, wow, this is pretty fucking cool.
I'm gonna come
it's
punch
like
you.
All the.
He feels safe over there now.
Yeah, I know.
Man with a wall between us.
It's only about 4 feet away.
But I thought it was gonna suck,
dude. But then, like your production value and the like, and the going between the different scenes and shit, it was all really awesome. And I thought, fuck, Nick actually kind of has it together.
Thanks, man. Well, you know, it's a fun little hobby. I'm not like by any way professional about, but I'm having a lot of fun doing it. Like all the things we do, this podcast included.
Yeah. You guys are awesome.
You Renaissance man, or you Renaissance man.
Nice.
Renaissance
man.
New word.
I ripped that off of somebody from years ago.
No, nobody asked me, but I think seagulls suck.
I think seagulls suck. But they were my school mascot. Yeah. And like,
I also
like,
hate guys named
sucked,
Dave.
Like, which, going between classes and like having to fear your mascot shitting on your head. It, like,
what school is that?
Everett High, Everett Washington.
It's good luck. If
I got
you
friends
get
up in Everett now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You sure that wasn't a hawk?
No, they hawks don't generally. Oh no.
Hawks poop. They do.
No, there's plenty.
Yeah, but they don't. They don't.
Seagulls
they
up
were
in
seagulls. They were on top
Washington
of all of our buildings most of the time.
That's where I shot that video.
Yeah. Like, oh really?
Yeah. If you made it, if you graduated
maybe they
without
don't
having been shat on between classes at some point, like you didn't, you weren't. They didn't consider you like to
a real
school,
a real student.
You're not really. Like, you don't really go.
The seagulls didn't.
You don't have
gain
school spirit
poop on you.
Yeah, right.
They disdain you.
Actually, I think about it. Yeah, I think I only got shat on once.
That's good luck.
Getting shit on by a seagull. Good
that's
luck.
What I heard.
In high school, it felt pretty. Yeah,
tend to disagree.
That's the most, one of the most humiliating things. You're like just in there talking to your friend. You're like,
I think that's just what they tell people who get
that's
shit on.
Big fat runny
luck.
Shit.
Right. To make them feel better.
Just don't, yeah. We all pee our pants. Oh, no. Oh.
You ain't cool unless you pee your pants.
No one says that.
If peeing your pants makes you cool, I'm Miles Davis.
Oh, no.
All right, back to the music.
Yeah, Rick, cue up some music here.
Oh.
What?
Is it time?
Oh, wait, am I too early?
God, and damn, dude, I got all
confused. Oh, wait,
you forgot how to do the show.
I was in the world. I forgot how to do the show.
I do want to say this next segment is brought to you by Monica Jane Yoga. Oh, yeah. Yoga for Happy Heart, Yoga for Men. Please check her out. Damn, I don't have her phone number with me. I'll have it by the end of the show.
Fuck.
Go do some broga.
Oh, wait,
don't
wait,
be
wait.
A bro. Be a bromo.
775-544-5905. Monica Jane, Yoga for Happy Heart and Yoga for Men. Check it out. It's local, it's affordable, and it's good for you.
Nice. Yoga. Good commercial. Nice.
Thank you.
I like yoga.
Live cut. All right, Rick, hit me with some music. God damn it.
I hit the button. It didn't start.
Yes, as some of you may recognize, it's time to show where I'm about to ask our lovely guest a series of semi-random questions that I will score semi-subjectively. It'll be her challenge and chore to get good scores. Are you good at scoring?
Yes.
Okay, that is 10 points right there, because I like that in a woman. We go with 10 points right there. All right.
So is it just Christine Lynn on the world's worst little quiz?
Darren, you have gotten some of these questions before.
So I might get them again, and I might get them wrong.
But let's remember, the last time Darren did this, he just had no idea
what was going on the whole time.
What was the maximum score last time? 70 or 100?
Somebody had got
there
like 700.
No maximum
I had the minimum score, so there has to be a maximum.
No, you did better than Jackson, even not knowing what you were doing.
Jackson has done the worst.
Wow, that's impressive.
I would like to say, though, anybody who might be related or close to Christy Lynn and has a good opinion of her and has her up on a pedestal of what a wonderful person she is. This is the time you're going to want to fast forward the audio track. Just skip over like maybe the next 10 to 30 minutes.
Strip me down and disgrace me publicly. Yay.
Not really. I mean, that's what the video camera's
for. Little do you know, I don't really care about the community.
This will go down on the permanent record.
So, Christy Lynn, I'll start you off with a little softball here. How hard do you hit your boyfriend?
I don't.
Not a good enough
good
answer.
Answer.
Oh, that's a good answer. Okay.
I'm like, unless he asks me to, and then
Now you're getting
you know?
The idea. Do you have any tattoos?
I do. I have 4. Yeah.
That's not bad. Not bad.
Where might they be located?
Yeah, that's what
I
you really want to know.
A self-made feather on my ankle.
You tattooed it on yourself?
Yes, with crushed spin brush.
Okay, that's points right there.
Dude. My first tattoo was the one little music note behind my ear, a little eighth note behind my ear. I got in Montreal. after singing at the Gala Festival in front of like 4,000 people. Freaking awesome.
Rad.
And then I got one on my back. It's Gaelic for passionate, the word de grâce, and it's a knot. And then a Temple Crew tattoo on my arm.
Very
got that
cool.
Right before I
want to show the
year.
Camera?
Nah.
Let's see. Yeah, tune in, you can see your Temple Crew tattoo. Ooh.
Also known as TTF, Temple Titty Fuck.
It's like three big things.
Yeah. No, it was the most phallic and like glorious temple that's ever been built.
Yeah, it was pretty awesome. Fascinating. I mean, fantastic.
Fascinating.
It was fascinating as well, but I meant fantastic.
It was amazing.
Very
place
cool.
Too.
So, Christy Lynn, oh wait, you know, I've been skipping over the magic D-Ron here.
Yeah, it's my name.
Birthday D-Ron. Yeah. So how hard
get her done.
How hard do you hit your girlfriend or partner?
I thought you asked me if I hit my boyfriend.
And or.
Well, so I said partner.
Can't answer that one.
What's his name?
Babs.
And how hard do
he's
you hit
he's German.
Hit him hard.
He likes it really hard.
And you, do you have any tattoos?
I only have one.
Yeah?
Yeah. It's small.
Okay.
It's very small.
Where is it?
It's on Nick's leg right here.
We both have the same one. It's true.
In the same spot?
GRP. In the same spot.
Real shitty tattoo, too.
Nice.
Did you guys get that time after camp?
That was jailhouse tattoo.
Except Nick says Darren and Darren says Nick.
See, we were both we were dude, raised sweet. Up in Tahoe.
What's your say, dude? What's your say, sweet?
We both went to the same juvie and we both lined up at the same guy's door and said... Hook us up. He was an Indian guy. He turned a toothbrush and an electric car motor into
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah.
See, everybody, I've known Darren since fourth grade. Then when we hit high school, he started doing crazy shit like keg bongs.
Stealing cars, going to juvie.
Yeah, just some bad stuff.
And did we ever finish school? I don't
we
remember.
We were called the room people. So we got TRP on our ankles, the room people. But later as I grew up, it became
TRP.
Oh, you know, Nick, look.
Totally ridiculous.
Pride. Part of the R fell off, so now it's TPP.
He's the TP.
The potty party.
The potty party.
Toilet paper party.
Toilet paper party.
Total pity party.
Oh.
So if you want a tattoo, don't go to juvie. Or if you want a good one, you got to go somewhere else.
Pay for it.
Don't,
yeah.
Don't give it to yourself. I might need to be redone, too.
So, Christy Lynn, have you ever... No, I'll skip that one. Your lover, your brother, or your mother, trapped on a desert island, who do you cannibalize first?
Well, I don't have a brother, so...
So, just a best girlfriend, a best friend, whatever.
Oh.
Yeah.
Who do I cannibalize?
Did you include her dog?
Yeah, I was just gonna ask. Like
dog?
My dog, I can eat a leg and just maim her slightly and
yeah,
like,
three legged dog.
Wow. That's an intense answer.
I've actually been on
you
the
You see three legged dogs around town meat. And they seem totally happy.
No, one of my favorite jokes, you wanna talk about loyalty, stick your girlfriend and your dog in a closet for 3 hours and come back and see who's happy to see you. She would still love me. I could take one of her damn legs and she would still love me.
Yeah, but that other human, not so much.
No.
Oh, humans are so sensitive.
There's something in my brain that just says like eating human would just do, like just scary. I don't want to know
tastes
if it
like
changes
chicken.
Your brain or something. You know?
Tastes like chicken.
Some do.
I don't want to know that.
Some taste like pork.
Question is?
Lover, brother, or mother, who do you cannibalize first trapped on a desert island?
Oh, man, that's complicated. I'd say it'd have to be probably lover first, with a little bit of a brother second, and then definitely mother last.
You only have to eat one, bro.
Yeah.
He's planning for an extended trip.
Oh, yeah, I thought you meant forever, man.
First, I'd get rid of the bitch.
All of this is null because his mother answered son.
Let's see. Who is the celebrity of the same gender you would most like to make out with?
Angelina Jolie. I'm sorry. Nah. Maybe.
So gross.
Dale?
She's like my Darren. Well
that's
my
a, that's
now,
a ding for me.
But I love her.
Member of the same gender.
Yeah. Who do you want to get down with?
Or Natalie Portman.
Anthony Hopkins.
And you said you on me?
You know, I've been told I resemble him.
Can I film it?
Down
that's
there.
True. That's true.
Huh.
down like there. A young Anthony Hopkins.
I'm like a tuna can.
Cannibal the cannibal.
Clarice.
Hello, Clarice.
Yeah, have the lamb stop crying yet?
Let's see. Oh, gosh, I'm not thinking of all my good questions. Oh, here's a good question. Has playing music ever gotten you laid?
More times than I wish sometimes.
Right on.
That's the only time I've gotten laid.
Playing music?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Good for you both. I guess your mission has been a success in rock and roll.
I didn't even know you
played, Darren.
No, I mean on the night you put the CD in. Yeah.
That's true.
Oh, sorry, my bad. I misunderstood.
Oh, you get an extra 20 points.
When it comes
on
down
one,
to
yeah.
making out, side two of Led Zeppelin 4.
In all of history, who would you start a fight with, Christy Lynn?
Who would I start a fight with?
Like, yeah.
Like a fist fight?
Yeah, like pick a fight with anybody in all of history. And like just a fist fight.
Oh, God. I'm not really.
And notice I say
a fight
start.
A person, but like I have accidentally picked fights with people, so it's I don't really know. Like I don't know.
Oh come on, pick somebody.
Pick somebody.
Who in all of history would you want to just throw down with and let off some aggression and go for it?
But I don't want to pick a fist fight. I want to throw down in different ways with people.
Like what? Guns? Knives?
No, like creatively.
Oh God, the positive vibes.
It's
okay.
Yeah.
I throw down creatively with Hitler
you
or something.
I spent too much time.
I'm gonna mark you down for
Redwood.
Gandhi. Darren, who in all
like
history would you fight?
It's only happened once before, and it's gonna be the same answer. Nick
Ramirez.
Ramirez. Good choice.
Oh, God. Okay, how about my sisters? Just because I think we need to get it out.
Okay, that's fair. That's a good answer. Yeah.
It'd be healthy.
Not creatively either.
Keeping fights in the family is good. It's good.
Well, we might need it. Like, it might get some shit out that, you know, that can't get out, like, any other way. You know?
Very good. Very
but
good.
I'm kind of scared they'd scratch my eyeballs out.
So.
scratch balls.
Where and when did you
scratch my balls out?
Wow. That doesn't even sound like fun.
Bringing people together on the internet. Where and when did you lose your virginity?
In Anacortes, Washington, with someone I met at a debate tournament.
Yeah.
My junior year of high school.
That's hot. Dude, hot nerd love.
We played D&D together.
It's a trifecta.
Yes.
He was the GM. He was using his position of authority.
He was actually the one that taught me really how to play.
There you go. Yeah.
Yeah, he did.
I'll teach you.
He was a wrestler, and he also went to ended up at Johnson and Wales University.
What was his social security number?
I don't know. Well, that was kind of cool. No, he ends up actually working for White Wolf.
So did he like?
Oh, really? Yeah, hey, like, good for him.
It's fucking cool. I was like, cool.
Sounds like he had it going on.
Was it like clumsy or how do nerds make love?
No,
I don't know, Rick.
Wrestler,
you tell
though.
Us.
Oh. He was a wrestler. Dude. He was a jock and a nerd.
I forgot.
Did he try to take you from behind?
He loved Zelda, and he
did
like,
he check
and
your
he
oil?
He was on the debate team. I don't know. I thought he was awesome.
Did he argue with you
nice.
The
pros
say, and
that
cons?
Sounds
of
pretty cool.
No, we didn't get that far. Like I was, I don't know.
Yeah, this is just the first. It took you a long time to get there.
Yeah,
right?
we only dated like maybe 6 months because then he had to go to college in Rhode Island. So like
that'll
kinda,
put a crimp.
Yeah,
in things,
kind of put a little crimp in things. Yeah.
So Darren, I know your memory's a little foggy, and you're what do you want?
I wanted to write you something, but go ahead.
All right, when did you lose your virginity?
Nick was there.
Oh, no.
with a video camera?
That's why we need to fight.
One of the reasons.
You're trying to find the tape?
It was in the back room of my mom's house in the garage. Wait a minute. No. No, I really can't go far back. That's too far back. 15 in the back of my mom's garage.
Very cool.
Okay.
Was he hot or what?
I was sloppy seconds.
I don't know, Nick. What do you think of yourself?
Oh, it wasn't me.
That's
bromo. That's just bromo, dude.
No homo.
When you're young. And
bro jobs?
Yeah, bro jobs, bromo, sexual.
So wait, are you saying that? Never mind.
No homo.
Beer box, yeah. Beer box on the head.
Yeah, doesn't count, okay, if you have a beer box on your head. Let's just say that.
Do you pee in the shower, God. Christy Lynn?
Yeah.
No. Okay. It's yeah.
I'm right. Washing myself. Why not?
All right, Darren.
The same
I like
place.
That.
What's the question?
Do you pee in the shower?
I try to. I think it's good for my feet.
See, that's
only,
just a, that's
only
just a
if you have like
to...
infection or something.
That's an urban myth for lazy
if anybody
people.
Says they don't
that's
pee in the
if
shower.
You got stung by
lying.
A jellyfish.
Right, yeah. That question is just to see if people lie.
Right.
Totally.
So let's see. All right, a couple more questions here. Damn it. I can't.
Oh, I got one.
All right, Nick's got one.
I got one. Do I have one? Oh, I know. Cheater or cheated?
Ah, good one.
Christy Lynn.
Not a cheater. Cheated. On.
Darren, cheater or cheated?
Both.
Okay, me.
Both.
Rick, cheater or cheated?
No. Have you ever tasted and both? Have you ever tasted your own DNA? Christy.
Yeah.
You really like that question.
Sure.
I love that question.
If you bite your nails
technically. Sure I can't
oh, I'm sorry.
On my cheeks,
Darren.
Like,
what was the question?
Darren.
Have you ever tasted your own DNA?
Yeah, of course.
There's DNA in boogers, ain't there?
I'm tasting it right now.
Smells like pancakes.
I'm tasting it right now.
Spatter.
When was the last time you picked your nose and ate it?
Oh, I don't think I've ever eaten it. Like that I can remember, but I have definitely picked my nose.
Picked your nose and ate it? And ate it.
No, not and ate it. No,
like. I told my kid to stop picking his nose or I was going to eat his boogers, and he got really protective about his boogers. So he's picking his nose, and I had to eat one, and that was the last time. That was about a week ago.
Gross.
Oh, wow. So you didn't pick your own
boogers. Yeah, no. I didn't even pick it. He did all the picking and everything.
That's love right there, man.
Love booger.
All right. Can I go? When was the last time you drove drunk?
Shaking her head with a big fat no.
I won't do it.
Won't answer the question.
Well, no, I won't drive drunk. Oh, okay. I won't drive drunk.
Hey, responsible drunk here.
And we believe her because
she
answered the...
I can't necessarily count on
right.
The
we do believe her
because
she answered the peeing question.
Right.
Right. That's right.
You one of those, I'm not drunk even though you're 0.3 type people?
No, like I might have like a drink or two in a, like a 2 to 3 hour period and then
real
drive.
Real quick,
but that's
I need to interrupt the quiz here.
Oh, no.
I got a... hang on. Hello?
Hello.
Hi. Hi, Cheyenne.
Hi.
Hey, everybody,
hi,
ladies and gentlemen. It's my lovely wife,
Caramello.
Hello, podcasty people.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
What's going on?
I'm calling to tell you that I think your sister had a baby.
No. Really?
My sister's not even pregnant.
The picture of the newborn on Facebook with the name Colleen Alyssa Neustom.
Oh, the little girl. Oh, congratulations. Hey, yay to my sister out in Missouri.
Uncle.
Yeah, well, second time now.
Uncle Larry.
Well,
hi, Shy.
Did you hear that?
Hello.
Nick says hi.
Hello.
Hi, Nick.
Hi.
Hi, Huey. Hi, Rick. Hi, Christy Lynn, and anybody else that happens to be there.
Sharon says hi.
Hi.
Birthday boy.
We have Darren, Nick's good friend, in here for his birthday.
Hello, Darren, Nick's good friend. Happy birthday.
Hey. Thank you very much. Hello.
How's everything at the Dowd Homestead?
I love how she hides the annoyance.
Drunk.
Oh, you're drunk? Is Riku?
Yes, Riku is clearly drunk. Wow! I told her the wine was grape juice, and she totally bought it.
Oh. She's going to get a good night's sleep tonight.
I don't like it.
Jesus juice, yeah. All right, well, we'll be done here in a little bit, and I'll see you soon. Keep having fun.
And we're going to have you in next week for Candy
Shop. Oh, right, yeah. We can't forget that. Let's do a little plug. Hi, Candy Shop.
Hello, other members of Candy Shop who are in my house. Yell hi.
Hi.
Who's that you got there with you?
John and Margie.
Margie and John.
Well, right on. We look forward to seeing you guys next week. It'll be awesome.
It's Saturday.
We look forward to seeing you next week.
Sweet.
And now with over the fakeness, I'll see you later, babe.
Bye.
Bye. Love you.
Oh, love you, I guess.
Oh,
yeah.
Fuck the rest of Roy down.
I guess. Punctuation mark.
Bye.
Bye. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is my lovely child bride.
Oh. Lovely lady.
It's always good to have a little check-in from her, especially when she's loaded on a Monday.
Right. Good news.
Because I stay sober.
A new niece.
That's maybe, right. You just drink cola.
Woo-hoo. Yeah, maybe instead of what's Maddie drinking, we should start, what's Cheyenne drinking?
She should probably answer the phone more.
We'll play. Yeah. No, let's play How Annoyed Is Cheyenne? We're calling.
No, well, dude,
she called us and she was annoyed.
Isn't she in the living room? She's just in the living room, isn't she?
No.
In her living room.
Yeah, she's in her living room. In my house.
We really have to get you a t-shirt that's like, Captain, I don't know what's going on.
Who lives here? Doesn't everybody
well, you know,
live
if I was
in
the
house?
Living room, I would call into the show. You don't answer the door.
Right.
Okay, back to the quiz?
Yeah, back to the quiz. We're going to go to rapid fires here. Elvis or the Beatles?
Beatles.
Hope Sandoval, friend or foe?
Wait, what?
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 No, I'm asking
friend?
You.
You don't ask the questions.
You're
supposed
to answer it, dude.
It's your birthday. You're the guest.
Who is? Okay, wait,
I want to know, really. All
right, I will. Okay. I do want to ask, who is Hope Sandoval? You wrote this on a piece of paper. I don't understand.
I hate her music, but I'd lick her butt.
She was.
Oh, my God.
Drinking
I like
toilet
music.
Water.
Well, that says it all.
So she doesn't even have to be awake.
She's the singer of Mazzy Star.
Exactly.
Hey, Nick, that's why you. Are you calling me?
To be funny on the radio. Oh. That's not
Rory, Rory, I beg your forgiveness, man. What was the question?
Elvis or the Beatles?
The Beatles.
Okay.
I'm going with the Beatles this week.
The
you
Clash.
Said Elvis last
Clash
time.
Or the Sex Pistols?
Clash.
Oh man, dude, this is your room, Nick. This is your room.
Yes,
AIDS or cancer?
What am I? What?
Just answer the question.
Just answer the question. AIDS or cancer?
Go.
Suck my ass.
That would be AIDS.
Yeah, you're probably right. Oh God. Yeah, I would probably choose AIDS these days. I guess if I had to.
AIDS or cancer?
Good choice.
Whatever one you
That's
get better
awful.
Drugs from.
Ooh, good answer.
Very good answer.
Actually,
I don't think you get good drugs from either.
Die with a happy dose.
Blind or deaf? Christy
what is
Lynn.
It?
Blind or deaf?
Oh, blind.
Blind?
Yeah.
Blind or deaf, Darren?
Depends on who I'm in the room with.
All right.
Deaf.
Pat Benatar or Joan Jett?
Pat Benatar.
Joan Jett.
Unfortunately, the answer is Blondie.
See if that goes.
Sorry, Harry.
I disagree.
The lovely Deborah Harry. Coke or Pepsi?
Coke.
Coke or Pepsi?
Yeah, Coke or Pepsi.
Pepsi.
Gay or ginger?
What?
Gay or ginger?
I don't understand the...
Context.
Okay, pick
context,
one.
Yeah.
Just pick one.
You can explain ginger. Oh,
no, ginger
real
is a redhead.
Well, yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
How does that...
Would you rather be gay or ginger? Would you rather be
totally
gay or a redhead?
I'd rather be ginger, but I guess...
homophobe?
I'm already
bi. I would go with ginger, too, if I was a girl.
Okay, you're both homophobes. Oh, but since you're a guy, you'll
yeah,
go with gay.
You'll go gay.
I'll go gay. Okay.
Fag. let's see. I'm missing a lot of my rapid fires.
Starsky or Hutch?
There you go. Starsky or Hutch?
You know, I actually didn't really watch enough of that to
so
give
Hutch?
An educated answer.
Hutch.
No.
It would just
curly
be something
hair,
out of my ass, and like, you know, as
Starsky.
Much as you guys like that.
You're going with the Starsky.
Oh, what member of the Breakfast Club do you most identify with?
Yes.
Oh, God. Well, what is her name? The redhead?
Going
ginger
again. The ginger
again.
Little rich girl.
But I'm not. I never was a rich girl, so it's like.
But you're a pretty girl?
I haven't been.
So were you more Ally Sheedy?
What?
Were you more Ally Sheedy?
I don't even know. Like, I just, it's been a while since I've seen the movie, but that was my favorite character for a long time for some
reason.
Well,
there
I think
you
it's
go.
Just I liked Molly Ringwald. I really do like ginger, so.
What's the question?
Breakfast Club. Who do you most identify with?
My answer.
Judd Nelson.
Judd Nelson.
Mess with the bull, you'll get the horns. all right, I'm going to call a wrap on that quiz for this week. And Rolling in with, where is that score sheet again?
You're falling.
I am completely prepared. I'm great at this.
I was dead last to second. Second to last.
So. Unfortunately, that has not changed much. This week, you do have a nice fat score of 270 points, but that pales in comparison to the 375 points for Miss Christy Lynn.
I don't know how you get these numbers, even though I won. I'm like, I shouldn't ask questions.
Completely randomly. At my discretion, because I like you better. And as a parting gift, we will give you another beer if you like it, and some stickers to which you could put on various buildings
awesome.
And musical instruments.
Awesome. Yeah.
Who's
stickers.
Your buddy?
Sticker.
Worst Little Podcast.
I
yeah.
love you guys. I promise to start listening to the show.
Also,
you should, because it's really good.
I saw it on the internet consistently.
Oh, and Darren's the one who bought the beer, so.
Yeah.
Oh, well, hey, thank you, Darren.
Oh, thank you.
Chewie, tell us again what were you going to do?
There's beer in the fridge
in
I brought
to dark too. With yeah. that girl.
What?
What were you going to do in the dark with that girl?
Who, me?
What yeah. girl?
I don't
what are you
know.
Talking
what was
about?
Her name?
I think. Dale or Darren's on a different show.
This is a con-
again.
This is,
again.
This is a conversation from like 6 months ago.
No, this is sad. I know what he's talking about.
What
he was going to give her a rusty trombone.
No, I was not. You can't give a girl a rusty trombone.
What's a rusty trombone?
Yeah. Do you want me to show you?
I'll show you after the show.
No, like, not without asking me first.
We meant show you on the internet.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we'll take you back to Rick's and show you after the show.
On the internet.
Oh, no.
You can't give a girl a rusty trombone.
Well, you thing. Can, but...
it's different.
It's different, exactly.
They, they had another name for that, but yeah. close enough.
Yeah, oh, what no. would you call that?
Give her a rusty piccolo.
Nice. Crusty piccolo.
This is all lost on here.
It's an instrument that you put your finger in.
Snail trail.
Oh, a rusty bowling ball. How's that?
Oh, boy.
All I know is my vagina hurts right
and
now.
On that note, I like it.
Oh, boy.
And I don't know getting... why.
It's called a polished bowling ball.
We need a Zombo sexually down. After that.
Don't start talking about childbirth.
Oh, no, you're right. We should get the whole one, huh?
Where's that? Yeah,
sexually.
No, we're starting to get into the deep end of the pool here.
Yeah.
Who's got their floaties?
But I what?
Yes, sir.
Your point, I don't
oh,
know.
Oh, I was
saying.
Just trying to help direct, but just
all
ask
right.
me
I did
directly.
Want to say that I did also want to mention, you know, on the mention on a completely unrelated note, our third final sponsor, the lovely Chaz Dawes, licensed massage therapist.
Oh, yeah.
Please get a hold of him at frozenchazd@yahoo.com. That's frozenchazd@yahoo.com.
That's Chaz with an S.
And I can personally vouch.
What did I say?
Oh.
They say S.
Frozen Chaz.
You had his fingers on you.
Oh God, I love
it's
it
not
when
Chaz
he touches
with a Z.
Me. And just feel. I,
did
like,
I say
he'll,
Z?
He'll, like,
no, yeah.
Corner me
I was
in
just clarifying in case somebody because there might be some.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Somebody
I
else named
so
Frozen Chaz D with
a
Z.
I go to a lot of physical therapy, so I got some stuff out of place.
Yeah.
And he knows what he's doing, and he can literally like, oh, I love it.
He's done some stuff for my wife too, and I get a little jealous. I'm like, hey.
Hey, get your fingers
off
out of there.
He, like,
either show me how to do that.
Your muscles.
Right.
It's amazing. Like, he's just like, put, he's like this muscle
bucks,
should be here
but,
now, and that muscle should be there. And I'm like, wow, I could, I'm like 2 inches taller now.
He's totally. Good, though,
awesome.
Really. He's
yeah,
good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. I'll fool in this.
I want another one.
Yep. And a nice fucking guy, too.
Darren, you used to be a massage therapist. You used to have your own business in Tahoe and everything.
So I'll fool in aside. Hope Sandoval.
From Mazzy Star.
Influence? Musical influence or not?
I've never actually heard her, as far as I know.
Oh, Mazzy Star's rad.
I hook me up, not though. Bad. I love hearing
Wait, we elicited your age like... before it was 1984.
Four. But that
Which
doesn't
puts her at the third anniversary of her 25th
birthday. Yeah, she would have
birthday.
Been like 8 when well, Mazzy Star was out.
But
so.
Like my first three yeah. CDs were Styx, The Beatles, and Frank Sinatra.
Cool.
Followed by Barry Manilow. Dance.
Yeah,
I mean, Styx is kind of the oddball.
I didn't actually get
threesome.
A new. Yeah, I know, but I didn't actually get a new CD. I'd Santana was my like one of my favorites when I was young. Like,
cool.
My first. I didn't get a brand new CD until I was like 17, 18.
Have you ever owned?
Are you a Mormon?
No.
You ever owned a record player or
yes.
cassette player?
I love okay. record players. Sure. Yeah.
What about cassettes? Or was that
yeah.
already gone?
Well, that's gone now. But
have you ever?
It's coming
now.
Back. Cassettes
yeah.
are coming back,
they
yo.
Are.
Have you ever seen an 8-track?
People are releasing shit on
cassette. Yeah, my dad used to have one of them in his VW. It was broke down, cool. But we would go sit in and listen to Puff the Magic Dragon.
You just said
Yeah. Listen to Puff the Magic Dragon.
I was just a little kid, dad. Thank
you. It's about a boy and his magic dragon.
Uh-huh.
That's right.
Yeah, no, I've heard a couple versions of that song.
I have nipples, Greg. Could you milk me?
Movie references.
I think it's time for another song.
Yeah, definitely.
Ooh, oh,
awesome. Yeah.
Okay.
Play something
gonna go
for
take
us.
A pee break.
Me too.
Wow, you guys.
Oh, okay.
You guys are gonna pee at the same time.
Yeah, different places. Like, we're gonna cross streams.
I've seen that done on a lesbian show once.
Like, yeah,
that's what I'm talking about.
Like, that's no fun.
So wait,
if you guys,
who's
if,
going?
If
to
if
the
you're gonna cross streams, I want a videotape.
I didn't
want
to say so because I was like, so.
It's all right. It's just the show. We'll edit this part out.
Oh, yeah. Awesome! That makes
not,
me
no,
better.
I no.
Okay, cool. Edit. So I can go. I can go pee. Before.
Yeah, well, we'll just keep talking about stuff.
Okay, cool.
There's a lot of stuff happening
out,
in town. What? No, this totally is not getting edited out. Way to catch on. Hey, welcome to the show.
We don't do any editing.
I can't believe I came in second again on that question thing.
Well, your odds were worse this time.
You come in
it
here with like Dave
50-50.
Richards or Jackson. Totally,
you got to get me on with someone that's like in my league, and then I can come in, maybe have a chance.
All right, like you, Jackson, and
Dave Richards.
Dave Richards, or, yeah.
Is one of them going to be asleep?
Maybe.
That'll help.
Dave's getting older. Dave is getting older. He does have a tendency to nod off.
Perfect. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I can beat him.
Awesome. Yeah, no, we ought to have him back in here again sometime. We haven't seen a...
And his alter ego, Dr. Cumcough.
Yeah.
Shh. What?
Don't tell anybody.
I mean, his brother.
Associate.
Yeah, his friend, Dr. Cumcough.
So what have you been up to, Chewy?
Not much. I've been hanging out, trying to... I've been working a little bit.
What's
hanging out with the baby.
What's happened in the news of the Reno variety in your world?
I've been following a lot of high school basketball lately. It was a big tournament this weekend. The state tournament's going on up at Lawler.
Yeah.
Got all the 4A, 2A, 3A, and 1A teams playing for the state championship. Should be pretty good.
Nice.
In fact, the best high school basketball player in the country is going to be here this weekend.
Who's
number
that?
One, his name is Shabazz Muhammad. He plays for Bishop Gorman in Las Vegas.
Ah,
do you have to pay for the tickets to that? Or
I think it's like $6, but it's like it's all day basketball, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
You can stay for as long as you like.
Yeah, you can watch every game.
Can you buy tickets ahead of time or at the will call?
I'm not sure. I've never tried to buy. There's never a line to get in.
My kid asked me.
Are they selling the liquor concessions?
No, I think if you just go to the door, you can buy the ticket right there at the door.
He was watching the basketball game on TV, and he said, I want to go to one of those. And I thought about it. I said, nah, Kings are too far away.
No, well, you know, the Wolfpack. Wolfpack is a pretty damn good team this year, too.
It's just going on right now, right?
Yeah.
I'm not into sports, so I don't know.
Well, and this is high school, too.
That's
Nevada's
some of
still
the best.
Yeah, absolutely.
And even like the Little League, the minors, I mean, what is it, AAA or whatever they do?
Yeah, the Aces.
The World Series of little kids
playing
baseball.
Yeah,
that's better than real baseball.
It's pretty rad. Those kids play their hearts out.
Yeah,
it's like real baseball.
Yeah, but so that high school basketball tournament this weekend is something I'm going to go to. And if you want to just people watch, because you got like Battle Mountain and then these private schools in Las Vegas.
Come find some very interesting folks
from
the hinterlands of the state.
Yeah, and especially at the lower levels. I mean, the basketball's not that good, but the people are very interesting.
We love you, Northern Nevada, all three of
and
your eyes.
And Southern Nevada also.
I'm glad I don't have a kid that said, I want to go see that child dance thing where they dress up the girls.
Disney
like little,
princesses on ice.
Yeah, princesses. What's that called? Dance moms? Oh, my God.
Pageant.
CPS should be all over those people.
They should.
Yeah.
That's sick.
Toddlers and tiaras.
Yeah,
they fucking want to puke. My wife
watches.
That's nearly child abuse. Yeah.
It is.
I mean, who goes to that? And the people that go to that and pay and sit in the audience, that's even worse.
Yeah.
Those people got something twisted.
Our parents who give the kids are cute and like they really dance and they're like really freaking awesome. They're
but then
athletes.
You see their mom giving them like a cup full of Red Bull before they get on stage, so they sparkle.
Man,
it's
just all the
stress.
It's
parent,
just like they're sitting there like watching their
home.
Parents yeah. like go through these battles of like cat scratch, like and they're like, "This is how we're gonna be a woman. This is how you be a woman." And I'm just like.
Yeah, it makes me sick.
It is.
I can't get my kid to clean his room. I can't imagine what kind of threats they lay on those little girls to make them dance. Yeah. No pizza ever for the rest of your life.
Ever.
No room. You can't
no
even
more
come in the house.
No more coffee.
No more Red Bull for you.
To do a show about 20 years from now and look at those girls, how they are.
Yeah.
And I bet they're really fucked up.
What happened to
they
you?
They already have that show. It's called Jenna. It's on 886.
No, I was going to say it's called Real Housewives of Orange County.
Oh, God. Coupled with Intervention.
Yeah, there you go. And
Hoarders. The first half hour Intervention is fucking great.
Right. The second
first half,
half
hour. The second half when they're like when they're talking to them
yeah,
about
the
changing their lives.
Intervention.
And, yeah, the
actual
I like the first part where they're all fucked up.
Yeah, that's oh, way man. Better.
To relate a little more.
Yeah. Oh, the first two episodes.
And then great. Hoarders, though. Dude, sometimes Hoarders is awesome and I feel way better about myself.
Yeah, right.
I don't watch, and I can't
then,
watch that shit.
And then other times I feel like I'm staring into the future.
like, what's wrong with keeping shit? What are these people being
I could live
by?
Very happily
it's
like
not
that.
Keeping shit. It's like there's been cat shit under it for 20 years.
Yeah. Like, I don't even have a cat.
Yeah, the layers of cat well, you shit.
They might not have either. You might find a cat somewhere in there, too.
Yeah, then you find the cat bones and you're all, there's that cat.
Show of hands, have you ever been in an authentic, true to God Hoarder's house?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
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 Yes. Okay.
Oh,
have.
Where you I had did, to like climb over stacks of newspapers
there's
and boxes.
Pathways,
just, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Like weird.
Stuff
yeah.
to the ceiling and four layers of carpet over linoleum.
Rick, you were in my bedroom a couple of years ago when I lived here.
Exactly.
I would have piles of clothing with trails going in. Like one went to my bed, one went to the TV and stereo. And there were just piles of boxes with clothes on top of them. Yeah, I was very. It was just one room
and
hoarding.
I've had to clean houses where they were, where it was like that. Mm-hmm. And seriously, like just stacks of boxes and garbage and shit and bugs and everything everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're just sitting there like, I don't know what to do. I think I maybe want. It's
just
like Jesus Christ.
Just
you're
shoot
insane.
Yourself.
How did
maybe
you
your family? Take this down to the flea market.
They're looking for their last Percocet from 1978
then,
in
dude,
the bottom of the whole thing.
And then talking to the lady and being like, "Can I throw this away? No, no, I need that. Put it over there.
Yeah,
that
biggest
stain.
What
you need is a bigger
dish
house.
Rag with some crochet
right.
on it that's worn off." Yeah.
Well, that's the crazy part about that show too. Is like they're really like counseling these people. They're like, "No, you have to pick out things to throw away." And they're like, they can't do it. Like, someone just can't even do it.
And then you laugh.
Actually, I kind of cry a little because my mom
thanks,
and grandma
Annie.
Were like that a little bit. Like, a little bit, not super bad.
Annie's
but
so entertaining.
But we definitely hoarded a bunch of stuff for a property we don't have anymore. So it's kind of like, now we have a bunch of stuff and no property. Like,
there's a fine line between hoarding and having too small of a house.
I mean, or having storage.
Yeah, we're running out of space
being,
in my house quick, but I don't feel like we're hoarding.
Yeah, me too. I've lived there for 11 years, so my house looks a little hoardy.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
Did you say horny?
Hoardy.
But
it is also horny.
But some of those boxes do have things you need like every 6 to 18 months.
Yeah, or
so.
At the end of my life when I got to go through my scrap box and be like, oh, yeah, that's
I remember
when I
that.
Played with the suicidal tendencies. Or whatever, you know, whatever's in those boxes all buried, you know.
Nick's flyer box is like a flat screen TV.
It's a fire hazard, man.
All right, we were talking about a song just a second ago. Christy Lynn, pick up that guitar.
And if
yes,
you're
sir.
Put it in your hands. Captain. All right. Now,
you're
tell
watching
us
on video.
Don't break anything.
Tell
you
us
can,
the name
you
of
can
what
hear
you
the
do.
Song on
I
the podcast.
I haven't decided yet, so I'm still trying to figure it out.
Play be entertaining.
Where's my pick?
Be entertaining or you will be threatened.
Be entertaining or die.
We could go there. Okay. That'll change the whole
cake,
atmosphere.
Wait, here's
of the
a good
show.
One for your show. Cake or death.
Cake or death? The
most
cake is a lie.
Take cake.
I pick cake.
I take death.
There must be a trick though.
It's death cake.
You
death
lose.
Cake 3000. Only the strong survive.
Only the strong survive. Oh, God, I don't know what to play yet.
The cake is a lie, though, ladies and gentlemen. Just remember that.
What is?
The cake. The cake is a lie.
It's alive like it breathes?
A lie. L-I-E, as in a fiction and untruth, mendacity, deception.
I think you're wrong.
The cake is a lie.
I disagree.
Look it up on the internet.
But
right.
I want cake.
I looked up something on the internet, and it was fake.
They all want cake. Right, Rick?
They
oh,
all
well, in
want
honor
cake.
Of that,
you
I
keep shouting, no, Billy, no, but all they hear is, who wants cake?
I do.
Well, in honor of that, I think I'll play Pretty Lies.
Okay.
Yeah, I like Pennywise. Pennywise used to rhyme.
Oh, pretty Lies.
Oh, Pretty Lies.
It's all, but I'm kind of a geek, so I re-spell stuff, but it's L-E-Y-E-S, Le-Eyes.
Ah.
Here
that's
it is.
Punny.
I like being punny.
Who's got the dimmer control?
Yeah. Just play.
Okay.
The light's fine.
Okay. Can I start that over?
Like, ladies and gentlemen,
this is like a,
see the light was a good idea.
I did it in a different. I'm doing it in a different key than I usually do it in, which I can do just fine. But I couldn't hear it, and so like because of the earphones,
right?
So
right.
Like, so I'm gonna take one off, and
you
then
can
I'll
do that. That do is again. That is a legal move.
It's a legal move. Sweet. Okay, and then I'll actually be able to hear the guitar. And
all right.
I can actually
so
hit the notes I'm hitting, aiming for.
That's very rap star.
God, quit wasting fucking time.
The kind of rap star. Like, sorry. Okay. Okay.
And 1, 2, 3, 4, go.
Probably sleep. Rather weep than try to get this monster in its bed. These pretty eyes have seen into these lies, emerald blues and hues so divine. These pretty days. Walking in a haze, dreaming ways you'll never realize. Oh, these pretty lies. Behind the glass we appear to see purity. Beyond the cage, we learn to love levity. I might have wept, instead I kept the lights and ladders dancing in our bed. Always soon to discover, riding on the whims of another, what you see ain't always what you get. No, you don't always see what you get. From these pretty lies to this beautiful man, of time stand the test. Time of trying, wishing and hoping and crying, striving and trying and dreaming of flying, seeking the finding of beauty.
Yeah, very nice.
Nice.
Sweet.
Nice. That was awesome.
Thanks. I think it's the mark of the artist to always be like, eh.
I notice a lot of
isolate
artists do that,
Rick.
But I've been told, never, just don't show it on your face. But I'm like, but.
You just gotta roll with it.
Well, but that's how I roll, is being a big dork.
Right,
exactly.
Welcome
to the club. Excelsior.
I was recently coined as half dork, half diva. And that it worked for me. Right. So like, I'm kind of rolling with it. Like, I'm like, okay, cool.
What was that again?
Half dork, half diva.
So can you be the dork diva?
Yeah, I'm the was it the dorkva?
Dorky diva.
I'm like a dork, but it's like a Vespa. Only.
Dirk. Dirkva.
Anyway.
Dorkva. Yeah, I'm the dorkva.
So far, a good show.
I was going to say, are we running up about on time here?
Yeah, we are.
Yeah,
we are.
So I think it's about time to plug stuff coming up this week.
Just jam.
Sexually.
Yeah, every... Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday night, we've got the Toast Jam at
Toast Jam.
Not a toe jam.
Not actual toast.
You read my mind.
Over at the studio on 4th with the beautiful and talented Christy Lynn.
On the corner of 4th and Valley, 5 to 8 p.m. It's an open mic, open jam, so bring your instruments, bring your voice.
And there's oftentimes a food truck in the parking lot.
Yes, that's Stefan.
He's so good. He makes
the most amazing greasy goodness. Yes. And that's homemade, real fries, like real potatoes.
Yeah, they like chop them up right there and throw them in the fire.
He used to put garlic on everything, which was amazing. And I really want him to just start doing that again. But
Very good when you're drinking beers.
And put it in your ear.
Put it in your ear.
Oh, okay.
Just don't put it in your rear.
Well, especially not the habaneros.
My dog ate a habanero last week.
Oh, I bet that was fun.
She just loved it. She was like, we were staring in fascination as she eats this thing. And
My uncle's dog ate all of them off his plant.
Complained. Wow.
Like, and they love it. I guess there's some weird thing with dogs that it's okay.
Well, the puppy, like the other dog, Dapple, she like kind of licked at it and she was like, I don't want to touch that. And she ate it and kind of like had this real, I mean, she always looks kind of serious anyway, but she had this real serious look on her face for a couple hours. And we're like,
this is different.
Like, I don't know what this is.
Maybe it's like dog narcotics.
Right? No kidding. I bet it is. I mean, they don't get high on anything else. So.
But upcoming here on Friday night as well. Sorry to steal a little bit of thunder. But over at the Jub Jubs, aren't you going to be playing? Is that this week?
No. Friday is actually Present, Red Mercury, Todd Ballow, and Stuart in the Basement at the Underground Treehouse Club.
Sounds like a good ass show.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's going to be
right
killer.
Across the street, too. So.
And then Saturday night at the same venue, the Underground Treehouse, is Christy Lynn.
With Blender Bust and Candy Shop.
Yeah, girl power.
I love seeing Blender. I just really love Blender Bust.
They're
awesome. One of their biggest fans, I got to say.
Yeah, Blender Bust fucking rips.
Check out their podcast a couple weeks ago.
I had them in the studio recently, and it was so much fun.
Yeah, those chicks rule.
It was so much fun.
Yeah.
We just sat around and fucking talked and then thought, let's record something. Okay. We had such a fucking blast.
That's cool. Yeah.
They're funny, too.
Well, so that's an exciting weekend. You got anything?
High school basketball. Really, that's all I'm doing. Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, all day long. Like, they got the state championships going on. It's not really – the basketball, especially at the smaller levels, isn't all that great, but the people watching that you can do
right.
When you're seeing these tiny little schools from all over the state of Nevada and then these gigantic, enormous schools from Las Vegas all coming into Reno to play basketball.
The clash of
for the weekend. It's
pretty
fun.
The Hoosiers
battle. Yeah, and it's cheap.
Between.
It's like $7 a day, and you get like 8 games each day, so –
good times for basketball. And are they serving alcoholic libations?
They are at the mini mart across the street.
Did they search you on your way in?
I bought myself a fine bottle of Night Train from there many
times. Get yourself a tall can of Ice House or something.
Remember, nobody questions a bike bottle.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Or a coffee.
Well, and really, they don't pat you down either, so I'm not going to say that I would recommend this. Wink. But you could take your own little bottle of whiskey or something in there. I don't know.
A little flask.
Some of those Battle Mountain people might actually be doing that.
Doing a little tailgating.
Coke.
Do that in the bathroom in private.
Let's see. I've really got not much else. I'm going to go to one of the shows this weekend probably and bear down on some guitar playing and child rearing.
Oh. Jub Jub's open mic is every Monday night now.
That's right.
At 9
o'clock. That's right. They've
and I'm hosting next week on the 27th.
Nice.
So. What day is it? What day of the week? Every week?
Mondays. Monday.
The traditional day.
Just like Zephyr. Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. The traditional day for
that's
doing
that.
Are you hosting over there too, Roar? You going to do a hosting?
They approached me about it, but I really, I don't know. I
Monday,
can't
Jesus.
They can't afford you.
What could you do Monday?
Right.
I can't commit.
Barely even get out of here by 9.
So. Yeah, yeah, so.
But if we didn't have the show, it was always good to go to the Java Jungle open mic and then go from there to the Zephyr. Well,
that was always
I love the Java Jungle.
That was so much
too.
Fun.
Yeah, good
like
times.
Like all night fucking, yeah.
Yeah, good folks, good
sweet.
Times.
Well, speaking of which, folks, get out and enjoy some of the open mics and shows here in your town. It's a good time. We all love it, and it just builds for a stronger community.
Yeah,
and
if you need a list, I have one on my website, actually, of a lot of the open mics. I'm going to extend
Very
it to
cool.
all of them. And it's ChristyLynnMusic.weebly.com.
Also, I do want to throw in one last plug here for Reno Rising. If you're interested in being involved with the community in Reno and people doing grassroots things, making things happen.
Me pee my pants.
Making me pee. check out Reno Rising on Facebook. We're going to have monthly meetings and talk about different projects we can do to raise the awareness of different things going around town. Just see how we can, as private citizens, make our town a better place. So nice. Please check it out. It's good stuff. It's good people.
Yeah, it's like Don Morrison, Eric Shapiro, and those guys.
Yeah,
Layla, I heard them on the radio.
Layla James was checking it out too. Yeah,
they were on UKUNR this week talking about the Reno Collective and the
Reno Rising.
Reno Rising, and they even mentioned Mary Anarchy.
Hey,
so that was thing. Props to those guys for that.
Yeah, so please check out their stuff. The Reno Collective, it's a great resource for lots of people, and it's open source, open space kind of thing.
Very cool.
So yeah, and. Yeah, fuck you.
Fuck this stupid town.
I love Reno. Why do I love Reno? There's actually something wrong with it.
Very lovable.
All right, so how are we going to paint ourselves out of this corner?
I'm recording Walk of Shame this weekend.
Oh, nice.
Ooh,
a hell of a lot of fun.
Jeff Dunn, is he sober?
I talked to him today, and he sounded tremendously lucid.
Good.
That's always good.
So,
keep it up, Jeff.
Yeah, we're proud of you, man. Stay on the wagon.
Fucking rad.
You belong
Love
there.
Those guys.
Party with Rick. Or don't party with Rick. Go to church.
Rick's a great don't partier.
Hey, I still party.
You do. You do. Yeah. With coffee and pipes, tobacco.
Yeah.
Pipe tobacco, literally.
It's hard to get a Shots beer out. Behind this spit screen.
Well, with that, maybe we should just end this show.
I think that's the end of the show. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been another successful episode of the Worst Little Podcast in the World. Thank you very much, Christy Lynn, for coming
Thank
by.
You.
Happy birthday, Darren.
Thank you very much.
For Nick, for Chewy, for Rick, I am the Reverend Rory Dowd. And good night, ladies.
I'm bored of this.
On the Worst Little Podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
How I've suffered, heaven only knows.
Backwater Studios.
You ought to be ashamed of yourself.